for such a personal album, I think it's really cool the collaborations that you've chosen because they're all so different. Dominic Fike, BTS, and Alanis freaking Morissette, my goddess, my queen, the woman that, I mean, as the first album I truly fell in love with as a kid was Jagged Little Pill. The first album I owned with fuck on it. And I thought I was so badass.
Me too. I mean, Alanis was like, I of course have to jump right to talking about her because I just have to.
Yeah.
Give me any excuse to talk about her and I will. You know, I grew up in her music. I was born in 1994, so my mom, like, played her records, like, incessantly. And, you know, to have this voice, I was too young to even understand what she was talking about, but I could sense the, you know, the earnest, just, like, the autonomy.
Yeah.
Like, she was just, like, just at the mast of her own destiny and her own experiences and, like, willing to explain that in any way. Mm. And, like, there's a lot of people sometimes, not anymore, but when I first started writing music in the studio, who would be like, nobody's going to listen to this if it's too, like, cognitive, you know what I mean? Like, if it's too wordy, like, you need to dumb it down. And I was like, no, I don't, because Alanis didn't care. She was like, I have every right to romanticize and dramatize what's happening to me, because these are my experiences,
and
I'm
get
full
angry.
Of angst, and I
love
speak
that she
about
gets
them.
Angry.
She does, and she doesn't apologize for it, which is also really great. And the record is about, it's about gender expression, you know what I mean? It's about, it's been danced around in interviews for me where people will be like, you know, well, you're, you know, a member of the LGBT, or like, you're very androgynous, and I call it as it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They call it as it is. Call it, I'm bisexual. Call it gender fluidity. Call it whatever you want. And so it was kind of her idea to do that. And I was just like, you're the coolest. And
so cool.
Dominic Fike is a really good friend of mine. He's amazing. He's having an absolute moment. It's just going to continue to explode because he's brilliant. And working with Suga from BTS was, I think he's a really good example of the way that music transcends language and culture, because I was listening to some of his solo music when I was doing my collaboration, Boy With Love, with BTS. And I looked up a pretty trustworthy translation of what he was saying, and I was literally moved. It was so introspective. It was about identity and mental health and anxiety and depression, and I was like, this is the one. He needs to be on my album.
So how did you reach out?
He, you know, completely killed it. Well, I'm really close with them, and our teams are really close as well, just because of how much we work together in the first collaboration. So it was like, funny, it was like cute, because he was like, me?
Aww.
And I was like, yeah, you. And he's like, what about one of the guys who speaks better English? And I was like, no, rap in Korean. That's what you do. That's what you're good at.
People can use
know?
Google
so
Translate.
Cool.
People can figure it out now. It's like not a big deal. We can, and if we can't translate it, we just feel it. And it's cool. Sugar. I love that, Halsey.
Yeah, I agree.